Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Yud Tes. Today's daf is a lot of Agarata. The daf is going to begin with various Amoraim saying that they deserve special reward for being careful about certain mitzvos. The Gemara then records how various Amoraim would prepare for Shabbos, each doing very special chores on Erev Shabbos. And in that context, the Gemara is going to tell us the famous story of Yosef Moker Shabsa, who was rewarded very generously for honoring Shabbos. We're going to learn about the importance of setting a table both before Shabbos and after Shabbos from Lava Malka, and we'll also learn the great value of answering Amen and Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah properly. And then the daf concludes with several suggested causes for the destruction of Yerushalayim, which you always find throughout Shas, but we're going to collect 8 possibilities of what Yerushalayim was destroyed because of, and in that context we're going to teach the value of the Torah of Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban. The Torah of young children has a very special value to us. So yesterday we left off a few lines from the bottom of the page on daf Kuf Yud Chesen Beis. I actually stopped at a very odd point. I should have just read a few more words. And the last few words that we were going through were Rabbi Yossi's various hanhagos. So I just left out the last one. Vam Rabbi Yossi mi yamei lo amarti davar v'chazarti l'achorei. That was the last hanhaga of Rabbi Yossi, is that he said, I never had to say something and then retracted what I said. Meaning if he was so careful about what he said that he never had to retract it later on, because he got it right the first time. Says Rashi, Shim ba misha amarti alav davar. If I said something about somebody else, and that person approached me, Vishal Imamarti Kenalov, and he asked me, did you say this about me? Lo chazarti bilemar eno kedvarav, that I never had to deny it. I never had to say, no, I didn't say that. Lefisha mitchila emes amarti, because I always said the truth to begin with. So if I always said the truth to begin with, I didn't have to worry about having to change my mind later. And Rabbi Yossi is working with the assumption that anything that was said in front of the person who it said about is not a violation of Lashon Hara. Period. So that's the end of the Hanhagas of Rabbi Yossi. So now we go through all the Tesilis, various Amorayim that say they deserve special credit for unique Hanhagos that they had. Some Rav Nachman, Tesili, Dikiyamas, Gimel, Sudos, B'Shabbos. I should get special credit because I'm Mekayim, the mitzvah of having 3 meals on Shabbos. It's a very strange comment. What do you mean? There's a requirement every Jew has to have 3 meals on Shabbos. What's the special Tesili that he deserves special credit? That it's Magialo, certain Schar, because he eats 3 meals on Shabbos. So this is what we pointed out yesterday. Tosus and Mesechus Bechoros and Daf Beis and Beis points out that sometimes when they said these types of comments of Tasili, it's not saying that these are things that they have done that are beyond what the halacha requires. Sometimes it's a very simple halachic requirement, but it's things that people aren't so careful about. There are certain minhagim or chumras that people are very careful about, and then there are certain dinim that people generally, for whatever reason, they don't have such mazal, people generally are not so careful about. Shalosh Shudos is one of those dinim. It's an absolute requirement, potentially midaraisa, as we learned yesterday, machlokas rishonim, whether it's daraisa or the pasuk is only nasmachta, but an absolute requirement lechol adeos, and people aren't so careful about it. So he was saying tesili, that it's magieli, that even in an environment where people aren't so careful about it, I'm very careful about it. Amar Rav Yehuda, tesili dekiyamis iyun tefila. He says I should get credit because I'm mekayim Iyun Tfila. Now, Iyun Tfila has several connotations throughout Shas in both directions. If you look at Tosfos, Iyun Tfila, Pirish b'kavana salev, that I daven, Iyun Tfila here just means that he davens with kavana. V'cheine yideilu dvarm sheochem perosen bal mazah, and that's also what it means in the context of eilu dvarm sheochem perosen bal mazah, the chash of Iyun Tfila, where we list Iyun Tfila as one of the great things that you enjoy the benefits from it in this world and the next world. Aval hadam or bebrachos, but in the Gemara Mesechus Brachos it tells us, hama'ayin b'tfilaso sov bali de ke'ev lev, that someone who does Iyun Tfila is going to end up being heartbroken. So he says that's a different kind of iyun tefillah, says Tosos. That doesn't mean having kavan in your tefillah. Hahu iyun de mitzapim masa yasa kodesh baruch hu bakashaso shesover shetfilasu mekubeles. That's referring to somebody who assumes that because he davens and he asks for it, it means Hashem has to do it. The answer always has to be yes. So because he always thinks that everything he davens for, automatically the answer is going to be yes, rest, that person is only going to set himself up for heartbreak.
And
also, when we say that there are three things that cause a person's sins to be remembered, and one of them is iyun tefila, that has to be the bad kind of iyun tefila, not the good kind of iyun tefila. The good kind of iyun tefila is to have kavana. What about the Gemara in Bava Basra? Shloshu Dvarim Ein Adam Nitzol Mehen B'chol Yom.
There are three things that a person is not saved from each and every day. Loshon Hara, V'yira Avera, V'iyun Tefila.
So which Iyun Tefila is this about? Meaning, is it about having Kavana? It sounds like we're saying something bad in that Gemara. That these are bad things that a person is not saved from every day.
What? So it means that that a person assumes his Tefilas are going to be answered? Is that really such a big problem that most of us assume our Tefilas are going to be answered?
I would think that's not such a big problem that people just assume their tefillos are going to be answered. Adraba, there are people that believe that their tefillos don't do anything and therefore they don't really work so hard in their tefillos and they don't daven so hard. That's a bigger problem. This is something that Einad needs a b'chol yom, that he thinks that his tefillos are going to be answered. So says Tosos, there must be a third definition of iyun tefila. Ein lefari shemitzap emasay tasa b'kashaso shahar b'bnei adam nitzol mizeh elhava ki yahud shmeitim klomer sheinu miskavin b'tefila sheyef shel yizar. Not a third definition, but it's referring to kavana b'tefila. But it's not saying that people can't be nitzol from having kavana. It means people can't be nitzol from not having kavana. Now, one of the great challenges of Judaism is that we daven all the time. We're davening three times a day, and it's very difficult to have kavana. It's not so easy to have kavana b'tefila. So one of the things that a person is not nitzol from each and every day, that it's very, very difficult to be careful about, is iyun tefila, meaning is making sure that we do iyun tefila, not iyun tefila in the negative. It's just interesting that on that list of shlosha dvarim that we're not saved from, we speak about lashon hara, hirur avera. Those are both clearly in the negative. So iyun tefila, we're saying that from not having iyun tefila. I mean, lashon hara is yes saying lashon hara, we're not saved from. Hirur avera, we're not saved from yes doing hirur avera. Viyun tefila, we're not saved from not doing iyun tefila. So the list is a little bit odd, meaning it should have had not having kavana b'tefila on the list, not saying the words iyun tefila. But okay, that's Tosfos Mahalich. You have to say something. So that the words iyun tefila mean different things in different contexts. Vayter in the Gemara, 5 lines from the bottom of the page on Kuf Yud Chesem Beis, Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Shua, Tesi Li Delo Sagina Dal Ramos Begilei Arosh. A thing that I'm very careful about that I should get credit for is that I never go Dal Ramos with my head exposed. That he always wears a yarmulke wherever he goes. The Magen Avram writes in Siman Beis that there's a midas chasidus to be makpid not to even go less than Dalet Amos Begilei Arosh. And a person should always try to cover his head, and that even for ketanim, that even for young children, they will help you mechanich them in Yir Shemayim if they always wear a yarmulke. So exactly how big a yarmulke has to be, and what the nature of the requirement of wearing yarmulke is a major discussion Rav Moshe has in the very first tshuva in all of Igros Moshe. Is Rav Moshe's tshuva about a yarmulke. So there were those that criticized Rav Moshe, because his first tshuva in all of Igros Moshe is to say that a yarmulke doesn't have to be so big, it doesn't really have to cover your whole head. You ever see Rav Moshe's yarmulke? It did cover his whole head, but you know, it doesn't have to be like that. So Rav Shechter pointed out to us once that people criticized Rav Moshe's first tshuva is going to be that you're allowed to wear a small yarmulke. How could he make that his first? So Rav Moshe was all Torah. The psak this way, psak that way, it was all Torah. There's no greater value to saying a chumrah than saying a kula. It's all just Torah Hashem. He's trying to say the MS. So that's every bit as valuable a tshuva. Plus it's Siman Beis in Shulchan Aruch. So in the first tshuva, Nor Chaim, is going to be about something from the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. So anyway, so that's the halacha of Gilei Rosh. It's Shlomo Kluger, who's Machmir, that Rav Moshe comes to argue on in that tshuva. Fine. Amar Rav Sheshes, I think there's a Maritzchias over here also about it, if I recall correctly. I don't remember. I think the Maritzchias over here says something about Gilei Rosh. Yeah, he says, Ayin Chuvus Marshal Simunayim Beis, the Ratzel Al-Khiach Midikamer Tasely Mashma Denarak Midas Chasidus. That he tries to prove, the Marshal tries to say from the fact that it says Tasely, it must only be a Midas Chasidus, not a requirement. And the Taz in Or Chaim Simun Ches disagrees with this. And we already saw that Tasely doesn't always mean a Midas Chasidus. That's what we just mentioned from Tosos and Bechoros. Shalashudis isn't a Midas Chasidus. A lot of these things are not a Midas Chasidus. They're just things that people aren't as careful
careful about as they should be. So that's what it means that he doesn't go to Alam Spigile Rosh, but it could be a halachic requirement. Amr of Sheshes, Tesi Lita Kiyamis Mitzvah Tfilin. I deserve special credit because I'm a Kayim the Mitzvah of Tfilin. Big deal. Everyone's Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tfilin. So he says Rashi, Shlo Halach Arba Amos below Tfilin. That it means that he didn't go down at Amos without Tfilin. So that is a big deal, that he never walked 4 Amos without Tfilin. V'am Rav Nachum Tesli Dekiyamas Mitzvah Tzitzis. I deserve great credit for being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. And Rashi adds over here also that he doesn't go down at Amos without Tzitzis. Amr Le Rav Yosef, for the Rav Yosef, Berei De Rabba, Avucha B'mai Zahir Tfei. So Rav Yosef said to Rav Yosef, Berei De Rabba, what was your father Rabba more careful about? Most careful about? What was his mitzvah that he was always very makpid about? Amalei b'tzitzis. He said, tzitzis was his mitzvah. Yom achad avakasolik b'darga. One day he was climbing up a ladder. Ifsik lechuta. The string of his tzitzis snapped. V'lonachos va'asa kamidol ramya. He wouldn't even come down the ladder before fixing it. He fixed it before moving. That's how careful he was. V'amar abayi teisili d'chi chazina tzor mirabanan. D'shal mesechtei avinna yom atav d'rabanan. So Abaye says, I deserve great credit because I'm so makbid on making sure that there's proper Kavanah Torah out there, that whenever a Tzur Merabban finishes a Masechta, I'm always I always make a Yom HaTov L'Rabban, I make a big party for the rabbis. Magen Avraham and Simon Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sivkan Lamed Hey quotes from the Yamshel Shlomo and Baba Kama that a Siyum Masechta works is something that's a proper simcha that everyone should participate in, even if you didn't actually finish the Masechta. Because what did Abaye say? When one Tzur Merabban would finish Masechta, I would make a Yom HaTava L'Rabbanan and make a party for all the rabbis. So apparently there is an Indian for other people to participate in a Siyum Masechta. And this obviously has nafkaminas la'alacha. That's what the Chavis Yar points out in Tshuva in the name of the Marshal, that even when a Yachid is Messiah and Masechta, since it's a Simcha for everybody, so that might have nafkaminas la'alacha in terms of Erev Pesach, what sort of participation in a Siyum would exempt someone from fasting on Erev Pesach of Derev Bechar in regards to eating meat during the 9 days. Any time we use a Siyum Masechta as to be docha some other minag or some other halacha, so it's important to realize that it's not only the Mesayim, it's anyone who participates with the Mesayim. Although the poskim do point out that it's probably inappropriate to invite people who you normally wouldn't invite to the Siyum just to be able to use it as a heter. I mean, it should be the people who you would normally invite and celebrate with, even if they didn't finish the Masechta. Rashi over here says, Avinu Yom HaTov L'Rabbanan, says Rashi, L'Talmidim, Rosh Yeshiva Haya. Abaye was Rosh Yeshiva, that's why he made a big party for all the Talmidim. So what's Rashi driving at? Why does he have to tell me that he was a Rosh Yeshiva? That's why he made a Yom HaTov L'Rabbanan. So the Shor Mitzvah Balach quotes from a Sefer Chodesh HaAviv, and it sounds like that Abaye viewed it as his responsibility. That Rashi is telling us that as Rosh Yeshiva, like Rav Nassim Tzvi Zichrono Livracha, anything he could do to get guys to finish a Masechta, he'd pay them, just pay them, give them more money, do whatever. Anything he could do to get guys, always make a special learning drive for this cause and for that, but yeah, anything he could do to motivate them to finish a Masechta. That was his responsibility as Rosh Yeshiva. That's why he would institute this concept of making a party, of making a Siyum. In the Yamshel Shlomo in Baba Kama, in the end of the seventh paragraph of Baba Kama, where he has a long ma'aracha about making a Siyum, he has a different understanding of Rashi. That he understands Rashi was bothered. Why would only Abaye make the Siyum? Why didn't any of the other rabbis make a Siyum for all these people who were finishing Masechtas? Why did only Abaye? Why was it Abaye's responsibility to do it? So he said that Abaye was the first one to do the Dvar Mitzvah because he was the Rosh Yeshiva, so he was Kodem L'Mitzvah on making a Siyum. Okay, so Amar Rava, Tesi li d'chiyasa tzor merabana l'kamayi l'dina, lo mazgina reishi ha-beisadya kamid lo ma'afichna b'zchusei. Rava says, my particular anhaga that I'm very good at is that if I have a Din Torah where a Talmud Chacham comes in front of me for a Din Torah, I'm makbid not to put my head down on a pillow until I first am ma'afich b'zchusei. Until I first think about his zuchus. Rashi says, until I see him yesh b'dvar of l'zakoso, if there's something that I could think of to be mezakim. The Torah quotes this la'alacha in Choshem Mishpat, Siman Tes Vav. Torah writes, mitzvah l'adayin l'hapich b'zuchuso shel Talmud Chacham kol ma sheyuchal. That from Talmud Chacham, you have to view things in a little bit of a skewed way. You have to come up with whatever zuchus you can for Talmud Chacham. Beis Yosef says he gets it from Shabbos Tav Kuf Yutes, from our Gemara. The Bach has some problems with that. He says, what do you mean? Then if it's a requirement, says the Bach, then why is it Tesili? Tesili implies Midas Chasidus. And again, that's the struggle that the Rishonim and Achronim have. Is that true, that Tesili means only Midas Chasidus? Or maybe, again, like Tosfos and Bukhara says, it just means something that people are generally not careful about. Some of them, people are generally not careful about because they're not really requirements, and some of them people are just generally not careful about because they're just not careful about it. So it's hard to bring a raya, whether it's a requirement or not. But the Bach understands that it's got to be just a midas chasidus, but a mitzvah, he says, lo shamana, that it's going to be a mitzvah. And he says, furthermore, from Rashi, it doesn't sound like that he would look more favorably upon Talmidei Chachamim, but it's that he didn't delay, that he didn't put his head on his pillow at night and say, you know, I'll wait till tomorrow to come up with the zechuyos for the Talmud Chacham. He did it right away, so it sounds like more of an issue of timing than an issue of what he would do, of how he would look at the case. Amar Rabbi Ravashi, pasul l'tzur mirabbanan l'dina. So Rabbi Ravashi says, so good, so then if he says, I'm puzzled to be a dayan for tzur mirabbanan. My taima, the chava like kugufai, because I love talmidei chachamim like myself. Ve'ein adam ro'a chava l'atzmo, and you'll never see anything negative about yourself. Meaning his love for talmidei chachamim was so great that he mamish felt he had a psul ohev, he had a psul karov for every Talmud Chacham, because he felt that he loved Talmud Chachamim so much. Rabbi Chanina ma'ate v'kaya pani d'mali Shabbata. Rabbi Chanina would wrap himself up and stand up on Erev Shabbos. Amar bo v'netze likra Shabbos HaMalka. And he would say, let's go out to greet the Shabbos HaMalka. Let's go out to greet the Shabbos Queen. That's meaning he was so eager to greet Shabbos. This is quoted in Masechet Baba Kama as well, if I'm not mistaken, Baba Kama Lamed Beis. I think it is. Yeah, it says on the side, Baba Kama Lamed Beis. This is the source probably for not only by the end of the Chadodi to turn around and go to greet the Shabbos Malka. I think Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that this is the source, quoting from earlier sources, that this is the source for standing during Kiddush. That really Kiddush is supposed to be Kiddush Makom Suda, so a person is supposed to sit during Kiddush. So why is it that so many have the minhag to stand during Kiddush? Because at least to show that we're getting up to go greet the Shabbos, so we stand at least for Friday night Kiddush. Shabbos day Kiddush, probably they just didn't have seats in shul when they made Kiddush or something. It's unclear why people stand for Shabbos day Kiddush. But the Friday night Kiddush, it's based on going to greet Shabbos Malka. Rav Moshe writes in that tshuva that the best minhag is to stand for the first half of Kiddush and then sit from Bar Piyah Gafen and on, because you're standing to be Mekayim this idea of going to greet Shabbos Malka, and then from Bar Piyah Gafen and on, you're doing Kiddush Makom Suda, you're being Mekayim that element of sitting down, of being Koveya, the Kiddush B'makom the Suda. I think Rav Moshe writes that this is one of the places where if you have a minhag to the contrary, you should change your minhag, which is a very unusual choice of places to change your minhag. But I think Rav Moshe says that for this thing, for standing and sitting in Kiddush, it's so clearly the best minhag to stand for the first half, sit for the second half, that it's better to change your minhag. Okay, I'm sure others disagree. Rabbi Yana, the Chassidim all stand for Kiddush always. I don't think they would change the minhag based on they're more into the idea of going Likro Shabbos Malka and Kiddush Makom Suda. You're Mekayim if you stand. It's just not the best. The best way to be Mekayim Kiddush Makom Suda is by sitting. You're in the same room. You're Mekayim Kiddush Makom Suda. It's just the best way to be Mekayim Kiddush Makom Suda is by sitting. Rabbi Yana Lovish money, Mali Shabbos. Vomer Bowie Kala, Bowie Kala also would put on special clothing on Erev Shabbos, and he would say Bowie Kala, Bowie Kala. He would say, let's go greet the Kala. Why the difference? Rabbi Chanina would say Shabbos HaMalka, and Rabbi Yani would say Kala. What's it mean, Malka and Kala? So the Sefer Tosefes Bracha in Parshas Yisrael, the author of the Torah Tamima, says based on the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Samach Aleph, there's a machlokas haposkim whether Tosefes Shabbos is Daraisa or Darabanan. That when it's right before Shabbos, not yet Shabbos, is that a din Daraisa that you have to observe it as Shabbos already? In Nisra Malach, or is it only a din Darabanan? So it could be Rabbi Chanina held it was Minat Torah. So he called that time where it was right before Shabbos began, where it was the Zman of Tosefes Shabbos, he called it Shabbos HaMalka. It already is Shabbos. Whereas Rebbe holds that Tosefes Shabbos is not Minat Torah. So he called that time Kala. Kala, typically we refer to a girl right as she's about to get married, the moments right before marriage. So he would call it Kala because he held that it wasn't really Shabbos yet. It was only Tosefes Shabbos, only Drabbanan. Rabbi Rav Huna Iklad Bei Rabbi Bar Rav Nachman, Krevel HaTfasai Tachi. They brought him 3 oiled wafers to eat. Amale Miyavi Yadisan Dasina. He said, wow, you prepared my favorite dish. Did you know I was coming? I thought I surprised you. How did you have all this food prepared? Amale Miyadivaslan Mina. Say, They said to him, "What, you think you're better than Shabbos? We didn't prepare this for you. We prepared this for the honor of Shabbos." Sometimes people think if there's no company, then you know we might as well just have like a regular weekday meal on Shabbos. No, Shabbos should always be special for Shabbos' sake. Rav Shachter pointed out once that Rav Soloveitchik, many times he pointed out that Rav Soloveitchik held that even if you're not going anywhere really special on Shabbos, big day Shabbos, you always wear big day Shabbos on Shabbos, and you're not doing it for anything, you're doing it for Shabbos, even just hanging around the house on Shabbos afternoon. If you're going to sleep, it's one thing, you don't go to sleep in a suit, but if you're just hanging around, to not change out of big day Shabbos, because you're not doing it because of people, you're doing it because of Shabbos, and Shabbos is always there. Rabbi Abba Zavin B'Tleisa Rastiri, Pshitei Bisra M'Tleisa Tavchi, he would say, take 13 coins to buy 13 pieces of meat from 13 different butchers. Umashim Le'atzinor D'Dashav Amalu, Asher Heya, Asher Heya, and he would go bring it home and give it to his servants as soon as he walked in the doorstep and start telling them, go, quick, prepare this for Shabbos, prepare this for Shabbos. That's the second pshat in Rashi, in understanding those words. Rabbi Avo Avi Yosef, Atachtaka Deshina, Umoshev Nura, he would sit on an ivory step, and he would breathe in the air. Rav Anan Lavish Gunda, he would wear a black smock. The Tanu Deber Rabbi Shmuel, Begadim Shebishla Ben Kedera L'Rabo, Al Yimzog Ben Kos L'Rabo, because on Erev Shabbos, he was preparing, he was busy doing work, and the same clothing that you wear to cook a pot for your master, you shouldn't then actually go and serve him with. So in the preparations for Shabbos, he would get dirty, he would get messy, because he had to be involved himself in the preparations for Shabbos. This Gemara is quoted by the Nitziv on the She'iltos. The Nitziv writes that there are certain types of hechsher mitzvah that a person has to do, that we say mitzvah bo yosem mibishlucho. Normally a mitzvah, we say mitzvah bo yosem mibishlucho. To do a mitzvah, better to do it yourself than have someone else do it. A hechsher mitzvah, to just prepare the mitzvah, I don't have to buy my Chanukah menorah, let someone else buy my Chanukah menorah for me. That's a hechsher mitzvah. It doesn't have to, I could send someone else to do it for me. But certain special hechsher mitzvahs, there's a din of mitzvah bo yosem. Whenever the Hechsher Mitzvah is alluded to in a Pasuk, says the Nitziv, then we always say it's better to do it yourself. And he quotes this as the example. All of these statements about the Amoraim, who went out of their way to prepare for Shabbos themselves, is because it's alluded to in the Pasuk, to be Mechabit Shabbos already, so that's something they were careful to do themselves. Rav Safra Machruch Reisha, Rav Safra would singe the head of a fish to prepare it for Shabbos. Rav Amalek Shibuta, Rav would prepare another type of fish. Rav Huna Madlik Shargi, Rav Huna would light candles. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in the back of the Gemara here that he probably, his wife wasn't home, or he didn't have a wife at the time, because otherwise it's the wife's job to light the candles. It's a zechus that the women have to be able to light the candles. Other achronim suggest that he would pre-light them. He would light the candles, then blow them out so that it would light more easily for his wife. But he would do something to prepare for Shabbos. Rav Papa Gadol Psilta, he would make the wicks for the Shabbos candles. Rav Chista Parim Silka, he would mince beets for Shabbos. Rabbah Rav Yosef Mitzalchi Tzivi, they would prepare the wood for the lights or for warmth on Shabbos. Rabbi Zira Mitzatzi Susei, Rabbi Zera would kindle the fire. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak Mekasei Va'ayel Mekasei V'Nafik Amri L'Mekalenli Rabbi Yami Rabbi Yasi Milo Mekasvina Kamayu. He would schlep things that were needed to be schlepped for Shabbos, and he would say, you know, if Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yasi were visiting, I would do it for them, so certainly I could do it for Shabbos. V'Yikadam Rabbi Yami Rabbi Yasi Mekasei Va'ayel Mekasei V'Nafik Amri L'Mekalen Rabbi Yochanan Milo Mekasvina Kamayu. And some say it was Rabbi Yami Rabbi Yasi that would go through the schlepping, and they would say that if Rabbi Yochanan were here, we would do it for him, so we could certainly do it for Shabbos. Yosef Mokir Shabi Hava. Yosef Mokir Shabi was a person who was a person named Yosef honored Shabbos a great deal. There was a very wealthy Gentile in his neighborhood. Amri Le Kaldai Kulu Nichse Yosef Mokir Shabi Achaluhu. And the astrologers told him, all of your money Yosef Mokir Shabbos is going to get. Azul Zavninu Lekulu Nichse Zavin Bu Marganisa. So he wanted to get out of that fate. So what he did was he sold everything he had and he bought the most precious pearl in the world. So a very precious pearl. Also Besaine, and he put it in his hat. So he figured, how's Yosef Mokir Shabbos ever going to get it? I'll keep it in my hat. As he was walking over a bridge, the wind came and blew it into the water. Bale Kavra, a fish came and swallowed the pearl. Askua Isua Panya Demale Shabbata, the fisherman came and caught that fish on Erev Shabbos. Right before Shabbos, Amri Man Zavin Kiyashta, they said, who's buying fish right before Shabbos? Who either already doesn't already have or is interested in buying more? So they said, go to Yosef Mokar Shabbos. If there's a nicer piece of fish that he doesn't have yet, he'll always buy it right before Erev Shabbos. So they brought it to him and he actually bought it. Kare, he ripped it open, Ashkech Me Bar Ganisa, and he found this pearl in there. Zavne B'tleisa released it to Dinre Dedava, and he sold it for 13 special golden utensils. Rashi points out that the number 13 is a common exaggeration in Chazal. Chazal use certain numbers when they want to exaggerate. 13 is one of those numbers that they use to exaggerate. But he sold it for a lot of money. Pagabe Husaba Amar Mandi Yazav Shabbata Pari Shabbata. So a certain elderly person said, encountered him and said, the one who does for Shabbos, Shabbos will pay him back. So Shabbos paid back Yosef Mokar Shabbos. He always spent money on Shabbos. Shabbos paid him back.
What's the special zuchus that Ashir and Eretz Yisrael have?
It's because they give meiser. Shnemar aser ta aser, which we darshin aser b'shvil shetis asher. That when you give meiser, it should you should give meiser so that shetis asher, so that you will become wealthy.
Hi, the Mishnah in Avos says, Al tiyu kavadim amsham shnas harav al menas lekabel pras. You're not supposed to do mitzvos al menas to be mekabel pras. How can we say that you should give meiser bishvil shetis asher? So it could be that there are different types of a couple of answers. The Shor Mitzvah Balach of your quotes from the Makor Chesed based on the Marshal and Sota Daf Yudalid, that's only when it's a mitzvah that you're already chayiv in. But when you're potter from something, then you could certainly be mevakesh schar for going out of your way to do something that you were potter from. So here also, you could be potter from, you could make yourself potter from maestros by bringing in your produce, derech gagos, derech karfifa, there are ways to bring it in, that it's never going to become chayiv in maestros, but you dafka bring it in the normal way, becomes chayiv in maestros, so that you could do bishvil shetis asher. And the others say it's dafka the mitzvah of tzedakah. It's only in the mitzvah of tzedakah that we have this deal, that we're allowed to give tzedakah for the sake of shetis asher, but not by other mitzvahs. Shebavel b'mahin zochin, in Bavel they don't have maestros, so what's the zechus that they have? Amalei b'shul shemechadinus haTorah, because they honor Torah. V'shabashar ratzos ma'ayin zochin, what about everywhere else in the world? Amalei b'shul shemechadinus Shabbos, because they honor Shabbos. Amru chiyah barai b'pamach, z'sarach t'yetz al balabayis b'lutkiyah, v'yevil l'fan of shulchan shal zav, masli shish asa b'nei adam. He says, I was by a balabas once in Lutkiyah. He brought this golden table that you needed 16 people to carry. V'shesh asrei shal shalosh al kesef kvos bo, and it had 16 silver chains set in it. U'karus u'kosos u'ketonius tzolchios kvos bo, and it had the nicest dishes. And all sorts of the best food. When they would set the table, they would say, and when they would remove the table, they would also recall how that our Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge, that Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, and the earth He has given to Bnei Adam. I saw this, I've never seen anything like this in the world. What zuchus do you have that you were zochet for such an amazing table? Amrili Katzav Yisi, he says, I'm a butcher of all things. What's your profession that you're so wealthy? So I'm a butcher. When we call Behema Shaisanah, Amarti Zutei L'Shabbos. But every nice animal, every time I got a good cut of meat, I would say, this is going to make someone Shabbos special. This should be L'Kavod Shabbos. So that was his Zuchus. Amarti Lo, Ashrecha Shazachisa. So he says, yeah, you're Ashrecha. You were Zoche. There's absolutely a good enough Zuchus. Ubaruch HaMakom Shazachisa L'Kach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be blessed for Shazikech Lekach, for giving you, for rewarding this great Zuchus, the fact that you showed great honor to Shabbos. So you see, even a butcher, that has nothing to do with what his profession is. It's a matter of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to reward a person with at a given point in time, for whatever Zuchuyos that he has. Amalei Kesel Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Reimat Hafshel Shel Shabbos Reichel Nodev. Why is it that the Shabbos foods have a special aroma to them? Amalei Tav Lenechad Yesh Lanu. Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya told the Kesar, we have a special spice, Ushabbos Shemo. That special spice is called Shabbos. Shonu Matil L'Tocho, we put that special spice into our food, V'Reicho Nodev. And then the aroma is amazing. Amar Lo Tein Lanu Emenu. So the Kesar said, can I buy some of that spice? It smells really delicious. Amar Lo Kol HaMashamras Shabbos Mo'alo, V'Sheinu HaMashamras HaShabbos Eino Mo'alo. Anyone who's Shomer Shabbos, the spice will protect him. If you're not Shomer Shabbos, the spice will help him. If you're not Shomer Shabbos, the spice will possibly useless. Amalei Rishkalusa Rav Hamnuna. My Dichsiv L'Kadosh Hashem Mechubad. What does the pasuk mean when it says L'Kadosh Hashem Mechubad? Amalei Zeh Yom HaKippurim She'ein Bo Lo Achila V'Lo Shtia. This is a reference to Yom HaKippurim that doesn't have Achila nor Shtia. There's no eating, there's no drinking. Amar Torah Kabdeu B'Ksus Nekia. So the Torah says, how are you Mechabed Yom HaKippurim? You're Mechabed Yom HaKippurim B'Ksus Nekia by wearing special clothing. I think Rav Soloveitchik used this Gemara to explain why we wear a talis all day in Yom Kippur. It's not only because we're davening all day, but we dafka want to wear special or kittel all day also, that dafka, the way to be mechabed Yom HaKippurim is by wearing special clean white clothing. That's the way to be mechabed Yom HaKippurim, because you don't have the ability to be mechabed it in the way that we would normally be mechabed a Shabbos. You can't eat, you can't drink. So that's how we're mechabed it. V'chibadeto. That in fact, the Marsha says that. The Marsha says this is where the minhag of wearing a kittel in Yom Kippurim comes from. I just saw my notes. The Marsha says that way. The chibadito, Rav amar lahaktim u'shmol amar la'acher. How are we mechabed Shabbos specially? So Rav says by making the meal a little earlier, meaning we're showing that it's a special meal by eating a little earlier than we normally would during the week. So to show how eager we are to be mechabed Shabbos. But Shmuel says no, it's by making the meal a little later, so that we'll be good and hungry by the time we eat the Shabbos meal, and when you're hungry, you're going to eat it with a little more zeal, so that's how you mechabe the Shabbos. Amalei b'nei Rav Papa bar Abba l'Rav Papa, gonanan d'shchichus lan bisr v'chamer kol yoma b'may neshanya. So Rav Papa bar Abba said to Rav Papa, people like us, who have all the meat and wine we want during the week, and we eat plenty during the week, how are we going to be mechabe Shabbos? Amalehu irigilisu l'akdumei achrua. He says, well, if you're in the habit of eating early, so eat late on Shabbos. And if you're in the habit of eating late, so eat early on Shabbos. By changing the timing of your meal, that also could be a covenant for Shabbos. That's what Tosfos points out. We just said, Rav says to be makdim, Shmuel says la'acher. Tosfos says they're not arguing. Rav is talking about someone who normally eats late, so he says the way to be mechabit Shabbos is by eating early. Shmuel is talking about someone who normally eats early, so he says the way to be mechabit Shabbos is by eating a little bit late. Rav Sheshes bekaita, mosavlu l'rabanan, hecha demat yashimsha. Rav Sheshes, during the summertime, would sit the Rabbanan down in a place where the sun would shine. Besitva, in the wintertime, most of the Rabbanan Eichad Demat Yatula, he would sit them down in the shade where the sun wasn't shining so that they'll get very cold. So that they'll be more quick to get up and to get moving to honor Shabbos. So that was his trick in order to motivate them. Rabbi Zeira, Mahadar Azuzi Zuzi de Rabbanan. Rabbi Zeira would, whenever he would see pairs of Rabbanan that were learning Torah, that were talking and learning, he would always follow after them. And Amar Lehu, he would say to them, Matus Minaych, Lo Techaluneha, make sure that you don't forget about Shabbos. You want to sit and talk and learning, that's wonderful. But you have to be Ma'anik Shabbos, you have to make sure you have a proper Suda Shabbos. Amar Rav Vitem Rabbi Shuban Levi, Afilu Yachram is followed by Erev Shabbos, Tzarech Lomar Veyichulu. Even a Yachru Davins, an Erev Shabbos over here, sometimes Erev Shabbos doesn't mean the Friday, it means the evening of Shabbos, Friday night. So even a Yachru Davins Friday night should say Vayichulu. Has to say Vayichulu. Dom Rav Nuna comes Spalber of Shabbos. Dom Vayichulu. Anyone who davens on Friday night and says Vayichulu, Malo Lava Kosov Kilunasa Shutup like Kodesh Baruch Hu Maisa Bereshis. It's as if he's become a partner with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in Maisa Bereshis. Shenemar Vayichulu, Altiker Vayichulu, Ela Vayichalu. Not Vayichulu, but that he completed. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Minayin Shah Dibur Kamaisa. Where do we ever find that Dibur is like Maisa, that speaking is like action? Shenemar, Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Naasu. Through the word of Hashem, the heavens were made. Amr of Chistam Marukva, Kol Mespal Berav Shabbos VaOmer VaYichulu Shnei Malachi Asharis Hamlavin LaAdam Manichin Yadayan Al Rosho. If a person davens on Erev Shabbos and says VaYichulu, two Malachi Asharis that accompany a person place their hands on his head VaOmrim Lo V'Sarav Neich V'Chatzeich Tchupar, and they say that your sins should be taken away and your averos should be atoned for. They put their hands on his head. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur on Lel Shabbos that it's a minhag to be mevarich the children on Lel Shabbos after the tefillah, because that's where there's a special shefa of bracha. We're able to tap into a special shefa of bracha dafka at that time. And he says we put both hands on their heads, and like we find that the malachim do, that the malachim put on the erev on Lel Shabbos, put both hands on our heads to give us a bracha. However, there is a passage in the Siddur HaRizal that says you should only be mevarich with one yad. You should only put one hand on that. The Torah Tamimah quotes this in Parshas Naso, says that the Gra was mevarich
Rav Landau, the Moritz Tzedek of Vilna, the Dayan of Vilna, is not the Nodeb Yehuda, different Rav Landau, different Rav Yecheskel Landau, and that when he was Mevarich him at the time of his chuppah, he only put one hand on his head, and the Rav Landau asked him, why are you only putting one hand? And he says, because you don't find bracha b'shtei yadayim other than Kohanim. Only Kohanim b'migdash are Mevarich b'shtei yadayim, otherwise you always Mevarich b'yad achas. That's the story. So that story is what led a lot of people to have the minhag that they only are Mevarich with one hand. It's not abundantly clear how accurate that report of the Gra is. We don't really find it in any of the writings of the Gra. It's in the Torah Tamima telling over the story of the Marat Tzedek of Vilna that he had heard about. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Malachi Asharis Melavim Lelad Nebar Rav Shabbos Mbeis HaKnes Lebeiso, Echad Tov Echad Ra. Two Malachi Asharis accompany a person on Friday night from Shul to his house. One good Malach, one bad Malach. Shabbal Lebeiso, Umatzin Ner Dolik V'Shulchan Aruch V'Mitasim Utsa'as. When he comes to his house and they find that everything is set, that the candles are lit, the table is set, the beds are set, Mitas over here means the mita that they would sit on for the meal. It doesn't mean their sleeping beds. So the Malach Tov would give a bracha that you should be zochet, should be like this next Shabbos as well. Umalach Ra, ono amen bal korcho. The Malach Ra has to answer amen. Vim lav, and if things are not ready, Malach Ra, omer yehi ratzon shetei l'shabbos acheres kach. The Malach Ra is going to give a curse that it should be like this next Shabbos also. Umalach Tov, ono amen bal korcho. The Malach Tov is forced to answer amen to that curse. Tosfos raises the question in Arvei Pesachim, in the 10th parak of Maseches Pesachim, the Gemara says Ein Mevinas Hashulchan Elam Kein Kiddush, that you only bring the table once you already make Kiddush. So what does it mean? You're coming home from Shul, you didn't make Kiddush yet, so how could it be that your Shulchan is already going to be Aruch? You only bring the table to, they used to have small personal tables, they didn't have a big table, so they would only bring it after they made Kiddush. So how is it going to be Shulchan O Aruch? So Tosfos says no, means that when those tables are brought in front of you, they should already be set, meaning they should be preset in the kitchen or wherever, and then after Kiddush, they should be brought already set into the dining room. But whatever is possible to prepare before Shabbos should be prepared before Shabbos. You don't want to have to be working in the kitchen on Shabbos. That's all supposed to be done in advance of Shabbos. That's Kavod Shabbos. The definition of Kavod Shabbos is what we do in advance of Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos itself. And then Tosfos points out, but nowadays, he says, Dafka b'yameim, shayulem shulchanos ketanim, lufnei kol echad v'echad, aval shalanu gedolim heim, v'kashal etaltalam. Nowadays, we don't follow that Gemara in Pesach. We don't really bring the table after we make Kiddush, because that would be impossible. We have these 12 feet long tables. You're not going to schlep it around from one room to another after a person, after making Kiddush. So I was talking about the Zmaneim, where they only had these small tables. Amar B'lazer, lo misadar al shulchan b'erev Shabbos, af pishen utzorech al l'kazayis. A person should always be misadar his table on Erev Shabbos, even though he only needs a kazayis. The Shulchan Aruch and Simrei Sadi Aleph says that by Suda Shlishis you require a kibetza of food. So what do you mean you misadar shulchan even though you only need a kazayis? So the Machzor Shekel over there, he points out that that's the chachila, but b'diavad b'kazayis it's also enough. So if that's all you have left and that's what you're setting for, still it's worth setting a table even if you're only eating kazayis of food. Not only that, Motzoi Shabbos also. Set a table for Motzoi Shabbos in honor of Malav Malka to be Malava, the Shabbos out properly, even if all you're going to eat is a kazayis. It's healthy to eat, to drink warm water on Motzoi Shabbos. Pascham Motzoi Shabbos Mulugma. It's also healthy to eat hot bread, warm, fresh bread on Motzoi Shabbos. Rabbi Avo Ava Avdin Lebafuke Shabbat Igla Tilsa. Every Motzoi Shabbos, Rabbi Avo would prepare a Igla Tilsa, the best kind of calf. It's a Machlokas Rishonim, what Tilsa means. Either means a third born from its mother or a 3-year-old. But whatever it is, it means the choicest. Hava achol minei kulyas, and he would eat the kidney of such a calf on every Motzoi Shabbos. That was his malava malka. So kigadol avimi brei, when his son avimi got a little older, amrlei lamalach lavsudi kulehai. He says, why do you waste a whole calf every single Motzoi Shabbos just to eat the liver out of it. Why do you do that? Nishma kol yasim mali shabbata. Why don't you take the animal that we shecht in honor of Shabbos, whose meat that we eat on Shabbos, leave over the that part of the animal, leave over the kidney for Motzai Shabbos, and you won't have to shecht a whole new animal. Shavku v'asari achle. So you tried that once, and then a lion came and ate it. So that was a siman that it's okay to do something special, l'kavod melav malka, not to just use Shabbos leftovers, to make something special, l'kavod melav malka. Amrim Shubin Levi, kolona amen yeshmei rabba mvarach, b'kol kocho, koron lo gzardino. Anyone who answers yeshmei rabba with all of his koach, his gzardin is going to be torn up. So Tosos points out that Rashi says kol kocho means kol kavanoso, that it's not about how audible you are in saying Yehi Shmei Rabba, it's about what your kavana is, how you're focused when you say Yehi Shmei Rabba. Tosos says no, kol kocho means b'kol ram, that you should be, when you say it b'kol ram, it's mevatlim gzeres kashos, that it should be audible. We try to do both. We try to do b'kol ram, and it should be something that that we're focused on. That's what the Gemara at the very beginning of Shas, Brachos Daf Gimel, talks about how special that tefillah is of Yehi Shmei Rabba, that Hashem regrets having destroyed the Beis HaMikdash when Klal Yisrael says Yehi Shmei Rabba. It's something that's worthwhile to be careful about. It's such an easy thing to do. We're there in Shul anyway, and we're here in Kaddish to not miss out on every Yehi Shmei Rabba. It always bothers me when not just that people sometimes leave Shul early even when there's absolutely no reason to. Sometimes people are in a terrible rush. They need to go. Other people, it's a Sunday, they're not going anywhere, but they just can't stay till the end of davening. That's where all the Kaddishes are. You're missing how many Yehi Shmei Rabbas? How many Mevatlim Gzardinos are you missing when you run out because whatever, because I don't even know. I can't even explain. But it's that people just don't have the patience until the end of davening. Shenema b'pro p'ro'os b'yisrael b'snad even baruch Hashem. My time b'pro p'ro'os, why is it that calamities are averted? Mishum d'baruch Hashem, because we bless Hashem with Yehi Shmei Rabba. Rabbi Chiya b'rabba am Rabbi Yochanan, afilu yesh b'o shemet shal avod zara, mochel lo. Even if he has a shemet shal avod zara, second day in a row where we learn about how a person get a kapara even if he does avod zara. Even if he has a shemet shal avod zara, Yehi Shmei Rabba will get him a mechila. Ksiv acha b'pro p'ro'os, ksiv asam ki paruahu. Am reish lakish kala ona amein b'kol kocho, poschin lo shari gan eden. Anyone who answers amein b'kol kocho, the gates of gan eden are open for him. Shnamar pisku sharim b'yavu goy tzadik shomer amunim. Al tikri shomer amunim, ela sha'omrim amein. It's not shomer amunim, it's sha'omrim amein. My amein, what does the word amein mean? Amr b'chanina, kel melech ne'eman. It's an acronym for kel melech ne'eman, the aleph, the mem, the nun. Amr b'yehuda b'reder v'shmol m'shmei d'rad. Ein adleik m'tzuyel b'makom sheish chil shabbos. Fires are only prevalent in places where people are mechal shabbos. Shenem rav m'lo tishmoel el kadish yom shabbos l'vil tiseis masa v'yitzati yesh b'sha'areha v'ach la'amrnos yushlaim v'lo tichbe. My v'lo tichbe, what does it mean that the fire is going to burn, it's not going to be extinguished? Amr b'nachem yisuk b'sha'a she'in b'nei adam m'tzuyen l'chbos. It means that the fire is going to burn when the firemen aren't around, when people aren't around to put it out. Now we begin the eight statements in the Gemara about what Yerushalayim was destroyed for. Amar Rabbi, Lo Chavri Yerushalayim El Bishul Shechilu Bas HaShabbos. Yerushalayim was destroyed because they were Mechal Shabbos. Shneamru Mishabsosai Halimu Einehem Va'achal Besocham. That they hid their eyes from the Shabbos. Amar Rabbi, Lo Chavri Yerushalayim El Bishul Shebitul Kriyash Mashachos Varvis. Second statement, Yerushalayim was destroyed because they were Mevatel Kriyash Ma morning and evening. Shneamar, Hay Mashkima Baboker Aschar Yirdufu. Uksiv Vahaya Kino V'Novel V'Sof V'Chalil V'Yayin Mishteim Ves Paul Hashem Lo Yabitu. Uksiv L'Chein Gola Ami Mibli Da'as. Amr of Nunal, Chavri Yerushalayim El Bishul Shabitu Batinok Shabbos Rabban. A third possibility, because they were mevatel the Tinok Shabbos Rabban. They were mevatel young children from learning Torah. Shenemar Shfoch Al Olol. Pour the fury on the kids, on the fact that the kids are b'chutz, that the kids are outside. Matam shvoch mishum da'ol b'chutz. Why is it that Hashem pours out His fury? Because the children aren't in yeshivas; they're outside playing instead of being in yeshiva. Amru lo chav Yerushalayim el mnei shalohayim boshes panim zemizeh. Yerushalayim was destroyed because people didn't have any busha. It's one of the midos of Klal Yisrael that were by shanim. Shenemar avishu kisoeva asu gam bosh lo yevoshu. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Lo Chavri Yerushalayim El Bishul Shush V'Katan V'Gadol, that we treat a Katan and Gadol the same way. We have no special respect for people who deserve special respect. Shenemar V'Haya Kam K'Kohen, Uksiv Basrei Hivok Tibok, that it became utterly Haaretz, the land became utterly emptied. Amr Rav Amrei Rav Shim Bar Abba, Amr Rav Shim Bar Abba, Amr Rav Chanina, Lo Chavri Yerushalayim El Bishvil Shlo Hochichu Zezeh, it was for our failure to be Mochiach each other, to give Musar to each other. Shenemar V'Haya Sareh Kayal M'lo Matzu Mireh, Ma Ayel Zeh Rosh Shal Zeh B'Tz just like an ayil walks with its head right by the tail of the ayil in front of it, so too the generation of the Jews in the generation of the Churban, we would hide our faces in the ground and not be mochiach each other. I mean, we'd pretend we saw no evil. We didn't see anyone doing any averus, so we didn't have to be mochiach them because it's uncomfortable to be mochiach people. So for failure to be mochiach, we suffered. Yerushalayim was destroyed because we mevazel talmid chachamim. Shenemar v'yu malivim b'malachei elokim. We mocked the malachei elokim. Ubozim devarav umetatim b'neviav. And we despised his words and we scoffed at his neviim. Adalos chamas Hashem ba'amo adain mirpa. Until Hashem's anger came out against his nation when it can't be cured. My adain mirpa. Amar b'yuda amar rav kol mevazel talmid chachamim in lo refuah l'makaso. Someone who's mevazel talmid chachamim will never have a refuah for his makah. Amar b'yuda amar rav. What's that pasuk referring to? Al tigu b'mshichai el tinok shabbos rabin. Mshichai refers to tinok shabbos rabin. Uben viyai al tareyu el tamid chamin. That refers to tamid chamin. Amri shlokes b'shem rabbi d'nasiya. Einol miskayim el b'shvil hevel tinok shabbos rabin. The world exists because of the Torah learnt by young children. Amri rapapa labai didivi didach ma'isra. Rapapa says to Abaye, really? Little kids' Torah, they're just saying aleph base. What about my Torah? Your Torah? We're very sophisticated. Amri einol dama hevel sheish b'chet. The hevel shein b'chet. You can't compare a Torah that's learned that's pure of any sin to a Torah that's learned that's not pure of any sin. Can't be mevatzel tinok shabbos rabin even to build a beis hamikdash. I have a kabbalah from my father's ramila meyavosecha. Kol ir, as some say, from your father's. Kol ir shein bat tinok shabbos rabin machriven osa. Ravina Amar machriven osa. Any city that doesn't have tinok shabbos rabin is going to be destroyed. That's why we have to always say it's a requirement. The Shulchan Aruch, that we have to set up a place for Tinok Shel Beis Rabin to learn Torah b'chol ir v'ir b'chol pelech b'pelech in every single city where there is a Jewish community. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up from there. Four lines from the bottom tomorrow.